Mother language and multilingualism. Language is considered in some cultures a gift of God. Some even believe that human beings shared one common language in earlier times, which was lost due to circumstances. How this occurred is described in the story of the Tower of Babel, in the book of Genesis. At the time, the people set out to build a tall tower, which was called the Tower of Babel. The people decided their city should have a tower so immense that it would have its top in heavens. However, the Tower of Babel was not built for the worship and praise of God, but it was instead dedicated to the glory of man, to make a name for the builders. The book of Genesis related how God, displeased with the builders' intent, came down and confused their languages, shattered the people throughout the earth. He confused the one and only language the people had, so they couldn't communicate with each other anymore. What happened to the Tower of Babel, you might ask? The people were shattered about across the face of the earth, and the construction of the tower was stopped because the people could not communicate with each other anymore. Due to the confusion, the common language ceased to exist. Yet scores of new languages were developed over time. Today, approximately 7,000 languages are spoken around the world.
Já si raději než fantasy přečtu 800 stránkový slovník.
我叫罗德林，今年11岁，我现在住在柏林。我曾经在北京生活了。
Zapali mi se głowata, mein Kopf raucht schon.
Shalom, shmi Alisa, ani bat.
Cindirindirushka, kastanmishkitrushka.
When languages share related grammar and vocabulary, they are considered to make up a family of languages, English and German. For example, belong to the Germanic family of languages. French, Italian and Romanian, in contrast, belong to the Romance family of languages. Russian, Czech, Bulgarian belong to the Slavic family of the languages. Many languages have died out along with their speakers. Two such languages are Etruscan and Sumerian. Ancient Greek, Old Church, Slavonic, or Latin are ancient languages yet are considered that or extinct languages. However, many terms of the old languages have been absorbed into modern languages. The internationally used word drama is a good example. It's derived from the ancient Greek and is a term for texts with given roles. Our languages today would be unthinkable without the word theater, which also comes from the ancient Greek, theatron. Nevertheless, Latin is more widespread than the old Greek. Why, you might ask? Most likely because Latin is easier to learn than the old Greek. Nowadays, it's easier for people to communicate in two of the world's global languages, because if someone were to speak the approximately 7,000 languages in the world, then they would have to learn a lot of vocabulary words. English is one such universal language. It is said that more than 427 million people speak English as their first or second language. Indeed, more than double that number speak Mandarin, or traditionally Chinese. The Chinese characters are the basis of Chinese dialects.
我叫罗德林，今年11岁，我现在住在柏林。我曾经在北京生活了三年。我讲两种母语，德语和汉语。汉语大约四五千年的历史了，它一般只在中国讲。汉字是由笔画和偏旁组成，学汉语时可以利用拼音，拼音是用字母构成的。中国字大约有九万多个，其中2500个是常用字。在欧洲几乎没人讲汉语，不过学汉语的人越来越多。在中国有九亿多人说汉语，不是每个中国人都会说汉语的哟。
My name is Oliver and I live in Berlin, but I have also lived for 3 years in the Chinese, the capital of Beijing. I have two mother languages, German and Chinese. The Chinese language is about 4 or 5,000 years old. And it's widely spoken in China.